Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm here with Asad, and Asad, we had you here probably a couple months ago to talk about and introduce Azure Storm.
That's right.
Right. And you're here back, so why don't you introduce yourself real quick.
Okay. Hi, I'm Asad Khan. I'm a Principal Program Manager in HD Insight, which is a big data service on Azure.
Perfect. And so you're here to talk about, give us some awesome news about the general availability of Storm. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, so today we are announcing the general availability of Apache Storm, and then I'm here with Scott to talk about like what we have done in the last few months.
Yep.
And
since we had you here last time, what's different in the last 2 months?
That's right.
Cool. All right, so what do you have for us?
Okay, so again, to set a little bit of context, and this again, we have shown this slide earlier also. This talks about like at a high level, end to end, like how people use Apache Storm. And again, to reiterate some of the stuff we said, Apache Storm is primarily used for real-time analytics and for big data solutions. And it is an open source platform. It is widely used in the industry. And if you look at this diagram, what you can see is that a typical scenario is where you have the data coming in, and this is your data. It could be IoT, it could be network data, it could be the website data. You bring it in, either it is born in the cloud or you get it into the cloud through some gateway,
mm-hmm.
and then you put it in the queuing service. You can use Event Hubs, which is a great offering on Azure as well, or you can use one of the open source like Kafka or other solutions.
Okay.
And then Apache Storm comes in, and that's where you do a lot of processing on the data real time.
Right.
And in the process, you can send your data and use machine learning algorithms and do other stuff. And eventually it comes out and you store that data on HD Insight, on HBase or DocumentDB or MongoDB, any other solutions. And then you can run your real-time dashboard off.
Okay. Right. So this is Apache Storm sits here. So this is the process of processing all this data that you're getting from sensor data,
yes.
from the internet, from all sorts of disparate types of systems, and
that's
then processing
right.
that data and then storing that in some destination format somewhere.
Yeah, and as you, one thing you will notice is that Storm is very, very flexible in
mm-hmm.
terms of what you can do. You can checkpoint and store data in SQL or HBase or something.
Yeah,
you
relational, can, NoSQL
yep,
type scenario. Yep.
You can load the reference data. You can do a lot of other stuff.
Right.
And I have one or two more slides to talk about
okay.
and ground this concept
perfect.
With real scenarios.
Yeah, and you also have some scenarios of where this is being used, right?
That's right.
Cool.
That's right. Okay, so basically, again, to give you an example, this is the actual project we are doing with one of the big automobile companies.
Yep.
And what they want is to do the connected car scenario. What it is that these days, if you buy a new car, it is fitted with a lot of sensors.
Mm-hmm.
All those sensors are sending some data. And in future, as the connectivity through the car and the cloud gets more common, you can imagine where all that data is being sent continuously
right.
and then analyzed in the cloud. And if you look at over here, what they're doing is that through the connected car, the data through the gateway lands into the queuing service, which
mm-hmm.
you talked about. Then once you pull the data off, you store it in blob. And the reason they do it is that they want to later on do more deeper analysis. So
mm-hmm.
they will just take the raw data which is coming in and store it in HDFS,
right.
which is the store for Hadoop.
Right.
Then they load the reference data. So the example is like, for example, the VIN number of the car is coming in, and then you want to do and correlate that, oh, for this VIN number, what is the model of the car, who bought it, and all of that
right.
stuff.
Okay.
And then they do some machine learning, and then they store the analyzed data in some NoSQL store. And then they run the live dashboard, and if there is any notification that needs to be sent to the driver, it goes back to the car.
Okay, and this is where they want to get to, correct?
Yeah, and again, like this is running today as a proof of concept.
Proof of concept.
And soon we will start to the point where we'll go in production.
Yeah, this should be fantastic, because right now you got to bring your car in and they have to analyze
yep.
it and things like that. This provides the ability to do this real time, where they could say, "Hey, we're noticing an anomaly with your car."
That's right.
Right, bring it in, so you kind of a preemptive service instead of right.
That's right. And again, like I just added this part to go and emphasize the technologies they used. So basically, to give a specific names, the choices they made is again, this is Event Hubs.
Mm-hmm.
All of this which is in the dash line under, is Apache Storm. So as you can see, you can build as big of a, what they call topology, and it doesn't not even need to be linear but or serializable. It can be a tree of events.
Right.
And then they use Azure Blob, HBase, Azure ML, DocumentDB, Power BI, and Event Hubs.
Right.
So this is a one example of how people are using.
Yeah, this is a great example, because one of the things that, that people have talked about a lot is the ability to do connected cars, right?
That's
connected
right.
Devices, and yes. Cars are a great example of this.
That's right.
How do we proactively get information from things like cars and machinery and sensors and things like
that?
That's right.
Yep. So just to generalize a little bit, what I did was that some of the other projects that we started after preview and some of the scenarios that people solved. I took the name of the companies out there, but I had left the scenarios they are doing, what type of queuing service as an input they are taking in. So as you can see, some people are using Event Hub or Service Bus, Kafka, or directly going against the Twitter APIs. So this is just an example of the type of operators they do, like windowing functions or aggregate, partitioning, filters.
This is great.
And in many cases, they do side lookup. So they will do side lookup for with HBase or do a machine learning.
Like you're saying, bring in the correlated data.
That's right. And then the output can go to DocumentDB or pure
relational, non-relational type of store. Yeah.
Yep. And then you can also use like dashboard in BI, or you can use
SignalR is going to be an interesting one for a lot of the developer perspective, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And then again, as I talk more about it, you will see that for productivity, we have enabled multiple languages on Storm.
Yep.
You can do in C Sharp, you can do Java, you can do Mixed, you can do Trident for a higher level abstraction language.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
So these are all cases that your proof of concepts you're doing currently right now with Storm.
That's right.
Excellent. And are these will these be published as case studies on, let's say, MSDN shortly?
Yeah. So basically, we are doing two things, and I would show that quickly. One is that we are trying to package some of these as fully functional samples, and we are putting it in VS Gallery. So you will go and search for, and I think the one we just put was the social one.
Okay.
You will go and search for Twitter, and the entire app will show up.
Yeah, that's the one I think you demoed when you were here last
time.
Yeah, that's a good
one. And then the other is that we are also packaging it as fully executable scripts. So basically that sets up the whole environment for you, and then you can run it.
Yeah.
But the key thing is that we take the most of the common scenarios and put it out as samples so people can go and use it.
And this is a good segue into, or helping our developers understand, or a lot of our, you know, our viewing audience understand, how is Storm being used out in the real world?
That's right.
Right? And not just, you know, connected cars is the next one, ETL and Internet of Things is an awesome one as well. How Storm is being utilized in a wider range, kind of a plethora of scenarios in real world scenarios.
That's right. So again, the next slide I put together is like, I know it comes in the end, but I wanted to start with this so people take a quick look in terms of what I want to talk about, and then I will come back after maybe 5 minutes of demo to reiterate some of these.
Because you've done some, you know, last time you were here is more of a, hey, we just released a preview, here's what Storm is, but you've made some significant progress and some significant investments into like the developer productivity and enterprise ready scenarios for Storm.
Yes, so basically, as you said rightly, basically, we already made the decision when we, Mike Schrott picked Apache Storm and said we will get behind it and provide it as a service. Then the next step, which we did it in the preview, was literally take that and make it available as a fully managed service.
Yep.
So it is easy to deploy and you don't have to manage.
Right.
Today, the two things I want to really cover is the how we provide the productivity, the developer productivity on top of Apache Storm.
Yeah.
And then how we have made it enterprise ready.
Perfect. All right.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
This is exciting.
So basically, again, for you can use Apache Storm with Java, .NET, or other languages.
Yep.
Let's start with the .NET part. Let me just duplicate my screen.
Perfect.
Okay. So I will fire up a Visual Studio. This is the Visual Studio 2013.
Okay.
And one thing you would notice now is that if you have the latest Azure SDK installed, and then you go to File, New, Project, and you go to HD Insight, you will see that now you have Storm application, a hybrid sample, a Storm sample already there. What it gives you is that a great starting point. Like, you don't need to worry about like which bits I need to install, like how the dependency will work and all of that. So basically,
these templates add all that for you.
Everything for you. And so Absolutely. Basically, for example, even if I go with the empty application,
yep.
I can say okay, and at this point, it will create the scaffolding for me, mm-hmm. so that I only focus on the things which I need to focus on.
Right.
So for example, now I can go and use the .NET API to define my topology, and topology is when we were doing like you get data, you store data, you do
right.
all the operations, and it has also added one bolt and spout. And spout is the connector.
Yep.
And bolt is where you do the operation.
Sure.
So if you go and look at the, for example, the bolt, it will talk about like. Here is you need to go and do the execute, where you go and do your own business logic
okay.
over there. But the other most important thing is that once you have written your logic, you can simply do right-click, and you will notice on the top, it says submit to Storm on HD Insight. So now you don't have to leave the environment. You can go and just click on that thing. And again, in this case, I already signed in. And
okay.
it is now going and getting the clusters that are available in that subscription.
Okay.
So once that calls come back, it will list me all the Storm clusters that I have in that subscription. So
that you've registered with all the subscriptions that you've registered
that
here. Yep.
That I registered when I signed in
yep.
In the Azure SDK for VS.
Yep. Okay.
So now again, I have this one test cluster. I pick that and I say submit. So at this point, it will go and build my Storm topology, and it will go and submit that to that cluster.
Okay.
And again, like once that is there, it will go and start running the real-time data processing pipeline.
So it takes that, publishes it, and it starts running that running the pipeline.
That's right. So while it does that, let me go and show one more thing, which is that if you want to add more spouts or bolts,
mm-hmm.
now we have also enabled. Actually, it just finished, but you can also do add. And new, you can do add new item, and then you will see that now we have Storm bolts and spouts.
Oh,
in
nice.
There.
Okay.
So I just add another one, so it connected one more at the end, and
okay.
then I can just again go and write my execute method.
Oh, okay.
So as a next step, what we are trying to do is that, for example, right now you see some examples of the spouts and bolts.
Mm-hmm.
We are thinking of packaging even the operators in there. So imagine if you have a windowing bolt or aggregator bolt, so you don't even have to go and write those logic. You can just keep connecting them.
Nice. Okay.
So coming back to this thing, as I said, like it says this topology is successfully submitted. Now I can go and even monitor my topology which I just submitted. So it shows me like this is again the starting sample, so it just generates some sample
yep.
data for you.
Mm-hmm.
But as you can see that it shows you the spouts and bolts. It even let me manage the whole thing. I can go and deactivate, rebalance, kill, and I can go at any level and look at what is happening in the spout, and even go to the port number and go and look at the logs that are being generated.
Wow.
So again, like all the way from where I opened the Visual Studio,
mm-hmm.
I started from the blank.
Yep.
And then I wrote the logic that I want to go and do it. All the way where I could deploy it sitting there, then I could manage it and monitor it. That's like our aim is that a developer who is in Visual Studio never has to go and leave the Visual Studio
right. environment. Right there in a single environment, everything he needs to do, right?
That's right.
So is there anything over in Server Explorer that he can look at once that's published?
Yeah, so basically we automatically open this screen for you,
mm-hmm.
but if it doesn't show up, like you can go and click on any of the clusters that you have in HD Insight,
okay.
right click and say view my Storm topologies,
mm-hmm.
and it will show you. So basically the same way to get to this screen is that you right click on this thing and you can say view Storm topologies.
And this window will come up.
And this window will come up.
Perfect. This is excellent.
Yeah.
Great developer experience.
Yeah.
Right? Do everything I need to do right in Visual Studio.
That's right.
Yeah.
And again, like just to give you one, the direction we are heading is that, for example, if I go back to where I said new and I search on the templates and I say for example, Twitter. Now you can see that we have submitted one which says the Twitter sample, and the other is the Twitter, actually the web app, SignalR. Yeah. So basically now you can go and just right-click deploy, and you have the SignalR page, and all the tweets start going there.
Yeah, all the, a working sample application, right. Storm sample application. That's perfect.
Okay.
Love it.
Thanks. So this is, again, this is one of the major investments, I think, we did in preview, because, like, people who are familiar with Java, again, like, the opportunity we have to go advance that platform is how, once the jar is created, how you go and do it, and that is the next thing I will show.
Okay.
But if you are in .NET, we own the IDE, and we can give you a very first-class experience.
Okay.
And so that's what we have enabled after
preview. This is fantastic. This is great work since preview. This is wonderful.
Thanks. So again, like, coming back to the, this is the, as we all know, the Azure portal.
Yep.
And we already talked about, like, how you can go to AG Insight and you can create Storm. And
yep.
Again, this preview tag will go away later in the day.
Yep.
But once you have the Storm cluster running, let me show you one of those. So once you have the Storm cluster, you can click on the dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
And this dashboard link will show up on all Storm clusters.
Okay.
So once you click on that, this gives you another surface area or tool where you can go and submit your topologies and manage.
Oh, okay.
So this is the path typically who will go and write Java topologies.
Okay.
So you will go and open up your favorite IDE like Eclipse or Notepad++ and all that. And once you go and compile that thing, you have a jar file.
Right. Okay.
Now you can go and submit it from here. So just like in Visual Studio, we wanted to give you some ready-to-start samples.
Okay.
So there are some of the samples, like, and eventually we want to add more.
Right.
But for example, you can say the word count. Or if you want to go and upload your own thing, you say browse, and then it will open up a window and says, where is your jar file?
And upload your own jar file, yep. Okay.
Yeah. But if I don't want to go and upload my own thing, I will say, just go and run the word count for me, and I will say submit.
Okay.
At this point, it takes that the sample, compiles it, and then deploys it to the, actually compile is already done because it's a jar, but it will go and deploy it to the cluster and start running. So as you can see, like, it just deployed the word count.
Okay.
And similarly, as you could from Visual Studio go and see and monitor, now you can go to Storm UI and you can monitor your thing which I just submitted.
It's right.
A second before it shows up. So word count now shows up here. It has been running for the last 24 seconds. And then again, I can go here and look at the spouts and bolts.
It almost the exact same thing we saw in Visual Studio.
Yep. So basically, and again, this is the standard Storm dashboard that is part of the open source ecosystem.
Yeah.
What all we did was, like, use the REST APIs, pull all the data out, and put it in Visual Studio and in the Azure portal as part of the dashboard.
Okay, wonderful. So kind of across the board developer experience, you know, .NET and open source type.
That's
perfect.
Right.
Yeah. So if you've worked in one, it's be familiar with the other technologies,
yep,
right?
That's right. So again, coming back to our takeaways, as I mentioned, like, lot of effort done around the developer productivity.
Yeah, this is great.
So the second one I want to talk about is enterprise readiness, because again, like, through when after preview, as companies started to come online,
yeah,
we got a lot of feedback. And how we can go and improve things. For example, one of the companies, like, they started their topology and running in the Storm cluster, and slowly their load started to go up.
Yeah.
And now the thing is, like, okay, what should I do? Like, I created a 4-node cluster. Now you expect that I will go and drop that cluster and recreate another one.
Another one, yeah.
And what do I do when I
lose data? Yeah, how do I scale this thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
So one of the things which we enabled after that was that now you can go to any of the Storm clusters, and on the top you will see scale. And now there is a slider.
Mm-hmm.
So I can take it from all the way to one node, to as many cores I have in my subscription. Like, right now I can go to, like, 345 node cluster.
Yeah.
So if I go and save at this point,
yeah,
it will scale my 4-node cluster to 345 nodes cluster.
Yeah, so just to make sure everybody's aware, this is not, everybody's not gonna have this. This is the number of cores you're gonna have. So this, this will differentiate based on how many cores you have.
Yeah, and again, like basically Azure has a pretty standard mechanism where if the company or your subscription needs more cores, you can submit a request and then—
For more cores,
And then we increase the quota.
Yep.
And again, this slider is based on the cores you have, and then you can slide anywhere from one to N, where N is the number of cores that you have.
But again, the purpose of this is I can, without deleting and recreating my cluster, I can easily scale up and down just by moving the slider.
That's right, and when I say save, it will just rescale my cluster.
Yep.
And the lot of effort we did was that to make sure that any topology that you have running, there is no impact to that. It just uses the more cores or less core as you scale up and scale down. You don't, your topology does not stop. You don't have to restart. You don't have to resubmit, nothing. You just scale up and say save, and it uses the new set
course.
Of resources.
Perfect. Right, great enterprise. Yeah.
Yep. So one last thing which I want to go and talk about is that again, through the preview all the way to GA, it's a good learning. I love that. I love that period where you go out in the market and you put something out,
get
and
that
then
feedback,
get the feedback, and then you
good and bad. Yeah, you're getting that feedback.
So the first feedback we got was that, oh, it is great. You have this AUX, Azure Portal experience and all of that. But as a company, I want to go and operationalize everything. Like, I will do it as a script. Like, build my new thing, open a connection to my Storm cluster, deploy it, monitor it through the APIs and everything.
Sure, yeah.
So basically, and we realized we did not had all the APIs. We had some APIs, and again, like open source ecosystem itself moved in the direction where they also enabled more and more REST APIs.
Okay.
But so basically, I will show you one thing which we did, again, in one of the companies. What we did was, let me just go to the... So this is again an IoT sample, and again what we wanted to do was one-click deployments.
Okay.
It serves multiple purposes. First, it serves as a purpose of like to ensure that everything can be done through scripts. The second is like it gives a really good starting point for the companies. So what this script does is that it has two things. One is like the build. It has a build all script, and it has then a run all. So what build all does, actually I will start it because it does a bunch of stuff. What it does is that the first thing it will do is ask for my subscription, and once I sign in, it will go and look up at my subscriptions, and it will pick that my default subscription, and from there on, it will set up the whole thing which I defined in the connected car scenario. So it, so basically, what it does is that it uses a generator for the data that is coming from the car. It generates 2 million events from there. Then it uses the VIN number for those cars, because the cars are 10,000, they are just producing a lot of events, so that's why there are 2 million events.
Okay.
Then it generates 10,000 car entries as JSON documents.
Okay. Wow, okay.
Then it will go and create a document DB in the cloud and submit all those 10,000
documents.
Documents to document DB.
Okay.
Then it takes the 2 million events and create an event hub through APIs and fill the event hub with those 2 million entries. Then it will go and create a Storm cluster for me. And then it will take those parameters and build a topology for me, the connected car topology.
Yep.
Then it will go and compile that thing. It will go and deploy that thing. And in the end, what I have is a fully functional. And in the
as fully functional end to end
in 25 minutes, because then again 25 minutes is taken because you have to create all those Azure sub,
but one click, just run this, done,
then you are done.
Wow.
And as you can see, like it will go and see where, like, oh, for example, our Storm cluster require an Azure storage account. Now there was no Azure storage account, so the first thing it did was it created an Azure storage account. It
requires document DB.
Now it is it will go and create the document DB, then it will go and do every operation. And again, within 25 minutes, you have the. So the key idea we have is again, it served a lot of purposes. We worked with very closely with document DB team, and we said like, well, how do you go and create a document DB through APIs? They said, oh, go use this. How you go and submit like 10,000 documents?
Right.
Wow, that's taking too long. Can we use a batch API and do those things? So again. Our aim is that, imagine if all the 8 or 9 common scenarios we showed and with all the technologies, if we have the one click, then it gives you a really good starting point where you can use the PowerShell or .NET APIs. We have samples in both.
Yep.
And then you can go and modify that thing and use it in your enterprise as a fully operational end-to-end thing.
This is great for those wanting to know, hey, how do I... they may know the individual pieces, like they may know DocumentDB or HDInsight, but here is a end-to-end real-world scenario using, like we saw in your slide, all that entire component is Storm.
Yeah.
And now I have, you know, a great place for people to get started and go, I want to see an end-to-end, how do these pieces fit together and start working with these pieces.
That's right. And it shows you the richness and the, like the enterprise readiness in terms of like, I can go and pick up any piece and join it with Storm and use it as part of my solution. Like you don't have to go and say, oh, can you enable this connector? Oh, can I go and write it here? All of that is like flexibility of Storm gives you the ability to go in and use all these different sources and services in Azure.
Right.
So again, this will, as I said, takes a while, let it finish. So coming here, as we talked about, just to quickly recap, Apache Storm, a leading platform, a lot of companies out there. If people are interested, as I mentioned, you go to the Apache Storm website and go and powered by, and you can see a mention of 80 or 100 companies who are using Apache Storm. You can go and be sure, like we provide the fully managed service on HDInsight, so you don't have to worry how you deploy, how you manage. We have an SLA of 99.9% uptime. The third is developer productivity. Whether you want to use Dashboard, you want to use Visual Studio Experience, in either cases, we will give you the best developer.
Whatever technology you want to use, we provide that experience for you.
That's right. Yep. And the last part, as I said, like as we start working with bigger companies and the scale and all of that, we learned a lot. We enable the scale up, scale down. We enable all the APIs, so programmatically you can go and do everything. Right. We are building these one-click samples that does the whole thing and proves you how you can go
true enterprise ready event processing.
That's right.
Yeah, this is great. And so this is released today.
This is released. It was
GA
in public
today?
Preview, so anyone can use it. Today we announced that we are confident where the quality of the service and the tools that come with it, that we are announcing the general availability of the service.
Right. And so just a quick question. So you said from the Visual Studio standpoint, those that to get the Visual Studio Experience, you need the latest Azure SDK. Is that correct?
That's right. The 2.5, and then I think it is available on Visual Studio 2012, 13, and 15. And they have it available for I think all the SKUs, whether you are the community SKU or the full enterprise SKU.
Otherwise, the ultimate.
Yeah, and again, like those standard guidelines, whatever the Azure SDK follows, we just package it as part of that.
Okay, great. Asad, this is fantastic. This is great news.
Yeah, we are really, really excited. Again, like since preview, like we have seen a lot of adoption. Like the number of companies now we have already doing the POC, and they are also excited to go with us so that we go GA, and they now they can move from POC to into the production workloads.
And so if they have any questions, they can go up to azure.com, look at all the documentation and samples on azure.com.
That's right. And again, like my name is Asad Khan. I should have written my email. It is asadk@microsoft.com.
Yep.
Feel free to send me email. Would love to chat.
Yeah, this will be on the Data Exposed show, and as well, Data Exposed show link in on Channel 9, and they'll be able to post questions, and you can post your information in there. We'll put it in the description of the show as well.
That's right.
Information.
Okay.
So,
awesome.
Wonderful. Asad, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
This is fantastic.
Thanks. Thanks, Scott, for having me.
Yeah, this is great. So we'll love to have you back and talk more.
Yeah, next time we can do a more drill down in one of the things and go through the code and do all that stuff.
That'd be great. Yeah, some of these templates in Visual Studio or things like that. Great. Thanks for coming. All right, everybody, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.